Good morning. 8:48 a.m. This is Sunday, September the 13th, 2026. 58 degrees. Mostly cloudy morning here on the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Mostly. Probably partly is better. Although there is a pot full of clouds off to the north, stretching all the way to the west, out over the mountains. I can't see the southwest sky right at the moment. But, yeah, it's clouds all around. Probably, see, the official term is octales. Octiles. How many octals? Probably 3 out of 8. It's a lot of blue sky to the west, to the east and southeast. But it's cool. It's a very cool morning. It was 52 when I got up. I was like, yes, all right. Which is a good thing because I got up at 6 and not at 5. And then I lollygagged around a bit. So it was like 8:30 before I got up. 8:15. What time is it now? 8:50, yeah. 8:15, 8:20, somewhere around there. Are we still recording? Still recording, okay. Ah. Still reading Officer in the Union Fleet. I'm about 2/3 of the way through book 7. And it's still good. It still makes me sit too long. While when I sit down to read for a few minutes, it's always more than a few minutes. Sounds like a flock of bees, but it's probably a couple of electric bikes or scooters. Swarm. Bees have swarms. Still playing Fallout New Vegas. Still writing. Not enough, but still writing. My novel writing month has sort of slowed to a trickle after the first gush. I need to make myself a plain white groom. I don't have anything to talk about this morning. I just needed to walk off the oatmeal. Forgot to take my glucose reading at 6 o'clock when I got up, because I'm a dumbass. I only got 3 readings yesterday because I only ate 2 meals, brunch and dinner. It was good. I enjoyed it. Brunch. Dinner was so-so, but I enjoyed the brunch. One of my favorite breakfasts. the crappy canned corned beef hash with the little diced potatoes and a couple of scrambled eggs. I prefer them over easy, but I'm a little bit leery of egg yolk these days unless it's cooked. I even had a piece of toast. Ezekiel bread. Ezekiel, whatever it is, 419 or 49 or whatever the silly biblical reference is. Honestly, I could have done without the toast. Because it wasn't right. It didn't taste right. It didn't have the right texture. It was too sandy flavored. It was toast. I had butter on it. This morning was rolled oats and peanut butter. As a peanut butter delivery system, rolled oats work just as well as toast, probably better. Certainly better for me. I need to get the groceries here soon because I got holes in my pantry that need to be filled. Still play Fallout New Vegas. The GOG installation still doesn't want to work. I may try uninstalling and reinstalling everything. Starting with the games, ending with GOG, GOG Galaxy, and then reinstalling after a reboot or something. I really don't have a lot to talk about this morning. I'm just sort of here. I got an 8 hour sleep last night. It's the second in a row. Unfortunately, I forgot to take my pills last night, so it wasn't very sound sleep, but it was 8 hours worth. My Fitbit liked it because it was more than my goal, my stated goal of 7 hours. Am I still recording? I'm still recording, good. Lots of dogs this morning. That's what I get for coming out. after 8 o'clock. People got their dogs out in the backyard. Traffic on West 20th was awful today too. Very noisy. People on their way to church, I guess. Morning. Good morning to you too. Old dog looks up at me like, what, me? Who? He hears my feet. He hears my voice. I must be a threat. For being 58, it certainly is warm. Of course, I'm working up a sweat walking. I'm anxious to get back, get this posted. Yeah. 21, 22 minute pace, so I'm moving along here this morning. Not breaking any land speed records, but I'm moving along. Heart beating, lungs pumping. Blood going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Which is what it's supposed to do. Okay, where is this woman going to go, I wonder? It's a dog. She's moving faster than I am. Good morning.
Say hi.
Hello. Good morning to you too. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, let's give you a kiss. Thank you.
Have a good walk. Let her get ahead of me so she can have a little space with the dog. He came over and gave my hand to sniff, like. Now he's on patrol. Jesus, it's a pretty day. See a few yellow leaves up on this side of the street too. Now there's some over there. Tis the season. We're coming up on the equinox here in a few days. The astronomical season and the haiku season will be in sync. He wants to walk with me and not her. Turn my back so he can't see me looking at him. Off they go. Right, across the street into the shade when I get down here. Give them some space. It's a nice lady, it's a nice dog. Come on up, honey, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. A somewhat half-hearted slap. He has found things to sniff. He's still keeping an eye on me, that's the big problem. He doesn't like me falling along behind. Don't blame him. Oh, she's gonna cross over. Damn it. Well, I'll walk in the sun. Won't kill me. So I need to get back to Roger. All this time spent in New Vegas is just not getting the book written. I have very little external motivation driving it, other than I know Podium is going to start bugging me about it. The audiobook dropped a couple of months ago, and I started seeing some of the audiobook revenue come in. And that was just for like half a month on release without a lot of fanfare. Hey, it wasn't a lot, but it was significant enough that I expect next month's audiobook royalties to be sufficient to get Podium's attention again. And Veronica will be in touch with me to find out where we are on the next one. I'd like to be able to tell her. I don't like disappointing people. And yet, I am very good at it. I do it a lot. It's not one of those skills you really like to develop much, but it seems to be one I've worked on all my life. Yeah, the dog is going to stalk up and sniff every tree down there. Yeah, I find you. How about on this side of the road? Do we have a dog? Corner. That box would just put up one apical stem about a foot taller than the rest of the bush. Still like the garden. I don't have the patience or the strength to do it. I'm pretty sure that lady who lives there didn't either, because there's always people there helping her. Meeting of dogs. Much tail wagging. Glad I crossed over, so I'm not walking up that lady's heel. It is warm, but it's not terrible.
Morning.
Good morning. Sprightly lady. Skinny, skinny, skinny. Tank top and shorts with her oxygen generator on the back. Fitbit says my oxygen goes really quite low periodically. I'm not sure it's real. I'm not sure. It's actually low. When I see it show up in the record, I actually have one of those, stick a finger in it and count it. Pulse oximeters. It's never as low as Fitbit thinks. So I'm going with instrument error rather than heart valve issue. Which isn't to say there might not be a heart valve issue, but it just, that's not one of the symptoms. Seventifour. In a month. I have about 8, 9 months, and I will have outlived my father's span of 74 and some. I suppose it's normal for an old guy to start thinking about what it was 70 years ago. Fishing with my grandfather. When he was younger in that photo than I was when my kid was born. He made it to 86, I think, my grandfather. Morning. Grandfather Lowell. Grandfather Wallace. Made it to 63, retired, and then had a heart attack in self-defense. I don't know what happened to my maternal grandmother. I'm sure at this point she's no longer with us. She'd be over 100 if she were. Most of the generation ahead of me is gone. I have an uncle and aunt, my father's brother and his wife. Pretty much everybody else is gone. It's a funny feeling. It's a funny feeling. I never would have expected I would wind up here. A short-tailed hawk. Crows chasing a I don't know what kind of hawk that is. It's one of the hawks. There are a lot of them, and they all look quite a lot alike. This one's got a really short tail, so it might very well be a short-tailed hawk. It's a guy walking. Looking like he has the same amount of energy as I do. Morning. Gotta see your buds in. Shuffling along. Walking in the morning sun. Ah, I miss the ocean. However, I am at the back gate tomorrow, and tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.